just maybe Cosmos something to put in there somewhere, wherever it was, that, yeah, about the God who wakes up in his own dream. Then why? Would one want to do that? Waking up in one's own dream. Where one believes that the dream is reality. And where one is subordinate to the laws and rules of the dream, which is dreamt by oneself, who is existing outside of that dream. Now forgetful of that real existence and lost in that dream. Why would anyone want that? In a world, meaning reality, where we are wise and not ignorant and stupid, yeah. You know, we learned it already, didn't we? Past times. It's fun, it's a game, it's a play. And that's what we do all the time. It's so fundamental in this cosmos. The Leela, the play. So that we could even add that to our list of comparing this world to a big VR game. But also, it's, one may still think that, but what does this dream world have that we don't have in the real world, that draws us here? As if the real world lacks something? But I think we could rather see it this way, that this dream world is included in the real world, just like our dream world is at night is included in this cosmos that I live in now. Why is it included? Because that is our creative free world, where we can create what we want. We have creativity. And that means dreaming up anything we want. But then, for instance, I could, such as Mozart said that he was taking walks in the forest, and all of a sudden all these melodies and arrangements came to his mind. He said it was just, it felt into place like on its own, and I just went home and wrote it all down. But you know, it's there in the mind, right? You can have this melody and fantastic image and inspiration for a piece of art, a piece of music. But then you anyway need to go here, there, and take that guitar or that piano, whatever, and pluck those tones and hear them vibrating in the air of this world, this physical, yeah. So in that way, this world is our creative place. It's our cosmos. Meant for us. To put our dreams and creations and imagination, all this is beautiful, because that's what's behind all these beautiful artworks and music and all of that which we find around us, and which is what we, I would say, cherish the most, at least people used to do when they were cultured still. But you know, of course we still do music, how much it means to us, and movies and stories and games. That's what we do when our struggle for existence is taken care of. So it's the most important to us. And again, that goes to show that it's evidence of the dream cosmos, the dream theory. But you know, in order to be really enjoyable, it has to seem so real, as if it was really real. And that's where the God enters his own dream, voluntarily, because it's more fun that way. But since it is our dream, where we are in control, and it's we who decide, I am the one who decides what to do next here in my life. And since I am not God, I can make decisions that are bad. It's that free will, you know. You want to do it on your own, like a child moving away from home. And yeah, learn to stand on your own feet. That young person goes out there cocky, filled with anticipation. I'm going to do this and that, and yeah, not like the boring parents. And then after some years coming back, sorry for that, I learned something now. I listened to the old ones because we did the same mistakes. So, you know, that's what, when you learn in the old Vedic scriptures, for instance, the old wisdom scriptures and teachings, that's what this cosmos is about. Yep, get out there and do it and dream up what you want and fulfill your dreams. But then you will find that certain dreams work better because they correspond with reality. You know, they're harmonizing with the big dharmic cosmic balance. And the way you also harmonize with that is to live dharmic, meaning following the seven virtues rather than the seven vices and all that. You find it in every wisdom and culture all over the world. It's about as universal as it gets if you want to take your first generic steps into the spiritual traditions of the world, or the wisdom traditions. Spiritual, even that word today, has become a bit stigmatized by religions, but maybe it is less so nowadays, I don't know. Yeah, that's the way it goes.